Today, based on this book which we have published, The Living Name.
Yesterday, I recognize you. Please tell me your good name again.
Jayanti.
See, you had this wave, and I think it is inspired, the illustration of this book, by this wave. Krishna, I would love to know more about this wave. You are able to locate some information about it?
Yeah, it's by the Japanese artist Hokusai. It's called The Great Wave.
Yeah. Acha. Great. See, he has presented a big wave. I heard from someone that this is now a well appreciated piece of art, and it was carved on wood and then painted, and this is so precious to the art loving world that only once a year they take this piece of wood with the wave out and present it to art lovers, only once a year. The rest of the year it is covered with some protective covering. We thought this wave is symbolic for the material energy which somehow sometimes rolls over us, so that you marry a jerk. You marry a jerkini. It's the wave of material existence. I'm obviously well informed about the seminars to which you are listening. So either a jerk or a jerkini can be married if the great wave of material emotions rolls over us, so that this does not happen. We have embellished the great wave with the holy name of you can see here. You can watch later. I will have this on display on the altar. All right. So I wanted to chant with you a little. Then I thought to really go into a practice-oriented seminar, and afterwards, after the seminar, Manoram has suggested that we make a little walk to a place from where we can see the Swiss Alps and have maybe some activity there. I have a very interesting idea of an activity which is, some Qigong we could do or something. Dobro. So let us start. Krishna, Krishna.
Namaste.
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Oh. Oh.
More difficult than kirtan. Please raise your... Oh, many of you. What if there would be something that would help you to improve your japa? Would you be willing to try it out?
Yes. Yes.
The reason why we experience greater difficulty in japa is because at that time we are a little bit alone with Krishna. You know, it's all between us and Krishna. When we are in kirtan, it's more easier. It's easier because during kirtan we are with many, and we are in fact profiting from the energy of the many. For instance, our devotee's name
Sahil
is slightly tired today. Now, if Sahil would chant japa, I could guarantee you he would be on the graveyard shift.
Die from japa.
Now in kirtan, we are there to encourage even the dead Sahil. Hare Krishna. And Sahil has looked with revengeful eyes towards me. Yes. In the group energy helps when we are alone, a little bit weak. But what if during japa we would have the feeling that we are together with the strongest, that is Krishna? Before I go into my seminar, I would like to tell you an experience which somewhat changed my entire approach to japa. It was maybe, I'm not so good in remembering names, 17 to 20 years ago, when I was invited to give lectures in yoga studios and to the small hamlets of devotees on the Canarian Islands. That would, by the way, be a place to do a youth tour from one island to another. There are 5 islands situated in the Atlantic Ocean. Yes, volcanic islands. And so it was a very tough schedule for me. I remember it was in Tenerife, the biggest of the 5 islands, and I had decided to spend an afternoon, that is between the noon lecture and the evening lecture, refreshing myself in the ocean. But I had ignored the shield which was on the... It was not really a sandy beach, but a rocky formation, you know, volcanic. It was a red sign, I remember now, but I had not informed myself what it meant. So I had plunged myself into the ocean and made my way away from the shore, and I still remember I was going through what is now, you have to help me, you good English speaking people, a laguna. Is it a laguna?
Lagoon.
That sounds right. So I saw, as I was swimming towards the open sea, the landscape flying past me. And I thought, my God, from all this prashada, my swimming abilities have drastically increased. You know, register me at the next Olympic Games. I'm really the fastest of the fast. I was really flying by. And that while swimming, I came into the open sea. Everything was good to the moment, up to the moment when I tried to return. I could not. It was the receding tide which had sucked me out. I was not swimming because of my own swimming ability. It was the ferociously raging tide which I had entered. And then I remembered, maybe that red sign which was there on the beach meant meet Yamaraj when you swim now. So I remember when I tried to return, I was swimming against the tide, and of course that is useless. I was washed further out into the sea. I began to fight frantically. I lost it. Then I got the salt water into my stomach, and soon I found myself swimming in a white broth that was created by my vomiting. Yeah, not very clean. I was surrounded by a milky white substance which I, by the smell, could identify as coming from the interior of myself. And I thought, well, this is the end of the famous Sachinandan Swami. Drowning, he has not even been granted the grace to drown in clear ocean water. I remember as I was going out and starting to get underwater, and started to, you know, faint. It started. I remember praying to Krishna, my dear Lord, please, if you can just spare me this one time, I will promise you, I will improve my devotional practice, my devotional life, my service to you. Please, I made a deal in a way. And I remember hearing a distinct voice saying to me, this is not your end. Good that you finally turned to me, but here's what you do. I will send waves now that are bound inland. You know, they go against the current. Here's the current. And I will send waves now. And you just swim with the waves, and if you should ever, and then you will of course lose the wave because it's faster than you, then don't fight as the tide underneath the wave will pull you back. Waves will come, and gradually with patience you will make it back to, by my help, to the shore. So I still remember, a wave came. That's why I like waves so much, even now. And I tried to keep with it, and then the wave overtook me, and then I was again pulled out. I did not resist and waited for the next wave. So it was going 13 meters inland, 12 meters out into back into the ocean. 13 meters inland, 12 meters back. So it was 1 meter, 1 meter, 1 meter, 1 meter coming closer. It took me half a lifetime to go back. But finally I broke down on the beach. Again, a lot came out of me. I will not, I will spare you the detailed information. I fainted and woke up in the night and made it back to where I stayed. Then I fell asleep. In the morning I remembered my promise. Krishna had kept his part. Now I needed to keep my part. And I became very serious in the time of my japa. Maybe you know I have received the sacred initiation from my exalted spiritual master, and I gave him a promise. At that time I was chant 16 inoffensive rounds each day. I actually thought, what does it mean to be inoffensive? And I identified that all our offenses, that means all our difficulties in spiritual life, which take care that we don't have taste, come from this one thing, that is to be inattentive while chanting the holy name. I became what some describe almost a mad German scientist who wanted to find out how can I chant with attention. And the result of this research is a book called The Living Name, of which I will try to give you a little insight. Now I know that some of you are more in the practice of japa, and I know that some of you are less into this practice. There was a black raven this morning who told me, he flew from here to where I stay, and I began to think, how can I capture both of you? That is, those who are already chanting very systematically and very, with great taste, and those who have either given up to try, or those who are skeptical. And I thought, I will give you this today, three very easy processes from our tradition. Do you all have bead bags with you? You do have. I think we will make a, but please don't disappear. Come back with your bead bags. Oh, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Marky, Marky, Marky. I'm the whole morning chanting your name. Isn't that your Krishna? Now, all right. are ready for the adventure. I want to first do something with you, which is called, it is giving you an experience of the power of sound vibration. Please sit down very straightly. You can do this mudra if you like, and rest your hands on the knees, or you can open them up. We will do now, I will chant one monosyllable, and you have to chant it really loud. You can focus on the sound vibration. You will do it as very magical. So we will chant I will chant one time alone and then three times after. And try to let the sound vibrate inside of you. The power of the sound of one of the holy names in the Maha Mantra. When we chant, we have three things at our disposal: our body, our mind, and our heart. You could call these three the three human endowments. Endowments is a difficult word in English. It means something like a gift that is given to us. So these three are given to us by the Lord, and we can engage them in chanting. And if we do, we achieve a state of total presence. A presence that at once empowers us and changes us. Let us use our first endowment, our body, in the chanting. I request you to take your bead back. We will request you to sit straight. It doesn't matter that you sit on the bench. It's the idea of sitting straight is to bring your spinal cord into a straight position. Not like this. There was once a depressed man who came to a saint and said, "I'm feeling very depressed. My son does not follow me. He sends me bad SMSs from the bus tour." I'm not very happy with my income and so on. So he said like this. Then the sadhu said, "Stop, stop, stop." And he also sat down like this. After some time he said, "I feel it. I feel also miserable." Sit straight. Move straight through life, my dear devotees. With confidence. Open your shoulders. How do you open your shoulder? You just bring them a little up. I know it looks awkward. To the ears, and then roll them back. Now you have about 50 square miles more in your lungs for breathing in and putting nice oxygen into you. No. Then what do you have else for chanting with your body? You have your tongue and your lips. Use your tongue for good pronunciation and your lips as well. And you have your ears. So we will now chant a little bit in one voice. The Maha Mantra, just doing that, sitting straight, pronouncing the mantra with our tongue and also our lips. I will exaggerate a little bit. That's how a proper German speaks. Watch my lips, he goes like, "Guten Morgen, ich möchte Sie ganz herzlich grüßen und wünsche Ihnen einen erfolgreichen Tag." German language. Manoram understands. Oh, he understands many things. Oh, Manoram. We don't need to exaggerate, but use your lips and your tongue and your ears. Okay, let's chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, And listen now to yourself making the sound. Some of you are still spacing out. No need. Please space in. Listen to yourself. Hey, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Three more mantras, three more mantras.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
You're sitting.
Hare Rama.
Posture.
Hare Rama. Rama Rama.
Pronunciation.
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
And finally,
Krishna,
listening.
Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Wonderful. I admit to you that this is a little bit, let me say, energy driven. But if we want to break old habits of inattention, sluggishness, we need to use a little bit of energy to break them, these old habits. You're doing so far very nice, but now we will come to try to conquer an awesome, let me almost call him, opponent to good japa. The restless mind. The restless mind is a serious problem because the mind is usually very fast. Krishna describes it, it moves, or Arjuna describes to Krishna, it moves like the raging wind. The wind can get, can be very speedy. Who of you knows the speed of the wind? How much is it? Can be 80 miles an hour. Really, you can only run maybe 5 to 7 miles an hour. So the mind is that fast, really. And when we chant with our japa, the sound vibration is rather slow for the mind. The mind then goes shup, somewhere else. It's too slow. You're driving too slow. You know. Have you ever made the experience that you watched a movie with subtitles? A movie with a different language than your own English? Usually you can see the mind can just read the subtitles like this, and they are still speaking it. It's not yet over. Have you seen? Have you maybe wanted? Because the speed of the mind is much, much faster. When I was in Radhadesh in the bookshop, I heard someone speaking. It was later I found Keshava. You were speaking so fast. I had never seen or heard someone speaking that fast. Have you noted Keshava can be really fast, but your mind can be 10 times as fast. So when you go Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, the mic goes, first of all, I know that. Second of all, it's too slow for me. And chup, it goes. So the way to bring the mind to the sound vibration of the chanting is, to attach it to the sound, almost to glue it to the sound, to bind it to the sound, and then the mind will experience a wonderful transformation. It will become happy. A japa chanter, he is chanting in a struggling mood, he will chant like this, he is fighting the battle of Kurukshetra. Another japa chanter, he will be very relaxed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the first case, often he fights with the mind. In the second, the mind has become attached to the chanting and is very, very glad, it's pervaded. So I would like to make a little marine exercise with you, where we bring, marine means they train very hard, where we bring the mind to the mantra. Would you like to experience this?
Yes.
First of all, I request you to identify sound, because you will need to focus the mind on sound vibration. I will make a few sounds, and your task is that without, you have to identify the sound. I'm not yet ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
I will start with simple sounds and then I go to more difficult sounds. Please close your eyes. Sit properly. First sound. I repeat. And I repeat. Good is, you can look or, what sound was that?
Closing a book.
Close the eyes again. German doing something which is only done behind a closed door. I hope I don't have to be more graphic. Well, you can think he is a Swami, he won't do this. Yes, you're right. I will never even consider doing it. It just came by the influence of your youthful spirit. Now comes the last sound. It might be more difficult. Please close your eyes. Third sound. I repeat one more time. You can open your eyes. What was it?
Hitting the thermos.
Hitting the thermos. Yes, with what? With? Okay. Why didn't I hide the rock? It was hitting the rock. You were listening intently because you wanted to hear the sound and you wanted to be part of identifying it. When you chant, you need to also chant with an interest, with an effort to hear the sound of the holy name. And to help us do this, I will introduce you to a very simple but powerful method. For this, I need to also request you to close your eyes, take up your beads, thank you very much, and we will chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In one voice, no? Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Please continue to chant. Yes. I will say something now to you, but please continue to chant. I request you now to focus all your attention on the first Hari of the Mahamantra. Now, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Now, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. First Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. First Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Yes. You get it. Instead of trying to focus on all the syllables, just bring your attention to a simple task. Bring it fully to the first Hari. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. The first Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The first Hare. Also, not just pronounce the first Hare, but listen to yourself chanting it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Pronounce and listen to the first Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Pronounce and listen to the first Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. My dear young people, my dear devotees, and my dear young skeptics, when you are able to consistently, that means again and again, bring your attention to just one part of the mantra, a magical shift happens, and soon you find yourself on a very powerful boat, the boat of the holy name, which carries you across. That happens. You just need to make a connection somewhere. It's almost like if you catch the tiger only by one part, let us say the end of the tail, click, you have the tiger. He will be with you. He will be attentive to you. So it is very simple to chant with focus. If you learn to focus just on one hari, I did this today. I was a little bit, I had spent a night and a morning where I rested sufficiently, and I'm a very, very capable dreamer. I fought sea battles in my dreams. I was there in Kurukshetra, protecting Karna's wheel in that final fight with Arjuna. I went through our philosophy. I went on pilgrimage. I saw when I went with Manoram and Jai Shri Radhe through the fields of Vrindavan, how Manoram became like a small child and an adventurer and started to run away into the field and sample wells and called it to wells and whatever. I remembered many things in my dreaming world. When I got up, I was dreamy. Gokrishna said, should we make a lecture or anything? And I said, I can't believe I'm awake. Let me just settle into my body and the here and now. Now I was a captain of a seagoing battleship. I was a soldier on Kurukshetra. I was walking Subraj. I need to settle into the here and now. A Swami in Switzerland confronting the young lions of the Gurukul bus tour of Europe. Sleepy lions. Then afterwards I sat down and I chanted 8 wonderful rounds by simply applying this technique, attaching my mind to the first hari. I needed to do this for one round and then it was there in the full process. Dobro. Very good. Now the last, and then we will go, and then we will make a little pause, and then we will go to watching what will we watch, the Alps and so on. I thought maybe we can do a kirtan which the Alps will remember for the rest of their lives. That will be most probably up to the when Brahma goes to bed, the dissolution of the partial universe, partial dissolution takes place. us, and that's most important, is to bring the heart into the chanting. Wherever your heart is, there your energy will go. Often our heart is kidnapped. That's why you were interested to hear a seminar, how to not fall in love with a jerk or a jerkini, female form, new creation of American language. No? Because the heart is just so, when the heart goes to a jerk, you're with a jerk for quite some time, and have children with a jerk or a jerkini, and so on. And the heart is very powerful. It overrules reason very often. That's why Manuram told you, the most important is to get to know each other before you consummate a relationship, that is, get into physical contact. Because once the physical things start, the heart melts away and runs and overrules the reason. And then you ruin your life and the life of others and of your children. Maybe, because children and the parents struggle and fight and shoot arrows at each other, they are the ones who suffer the most, not the parents. So how, our heart is very powerful, we know, because it overrules all others. Therefore, in chanting, we want our heart to be there. We want to chant really fully there. No? That is important. And I can only offer you in this first seminar, tomorrow the atom bomb will burst in our seminar. I will give you something which I consider the most important. I'm sorry, I'm trying to speak young language, but I think I will never learn your the way you speak. I wanted to say tomorrow a great secret will be revealed, but not yet today. So I thought I will just read you a prayer which I pray, because prayers open the heart. Who of you prays sometimes? Almost no one. No sound. When do you pray typically? When you're in trouble? Exams?
Exempt.
Yeah? The heavy ones? You're saying jokingly or truthfully? I pray very often when others are in trouble. For instance, I get phone calls a lot from hospitals, you know. The woman is bleeding to death. If it continues like this, the labors are not working, labor, you know, contracting of the childbirth. Labor. It's not working somehow. And then, not the lady, the husband. Save my wife, you know, because this is. Then I sit down and pray. Very often I'm like, I'm called in such situations, and then I pray. I feel I'm better at praying at that time than if I pray for my own skin. It's my own, you know. We come from a tough background, you know. Tough Germans are. They will not pray so easily for themselves. They think, it's under control, we can. But when others pray, I still, to this moment, pray very sincerely. When I think, my God, this devotee is dying, and the child might die, and then what? The husband might, for his life, be traumatized that he lost his wife and his unborn child, then I pray very deeply, I pray. When else do I pray? I prayed also when I was in trouble, you know, at the ocean, when I was swimming in the white ocean, not in the ocean, the white part of the ocean. But I also pray when I chant. I pray this prayer, which is very beautiful. Do you know the devotee Prahlad, Sri Prahlad? He's now in London, I heard. You know, he is from Australia, in the Gurukul, and he said every morning when they were in the Gurukul, they prayed this prayer, and it has never left his lips entirely. I will not try to find it. It might take a lot of your time. I can remember it because I pray it so often. I go like this. My Lord, for so many long years in this material world, I have completely forgotten you. And I go, even as a Swami, even as a devotee, I think not often enough of you. But today, I am turning to you as your sincere and serious servant. Please accept me. I pray like this, and then my heart is in it, because prayer is done with the heart, with an open heart. My emotions are there, and then it's very easy. Why do we have so much difficulties in japa? Because our heart is not in it. We don't see any benefit in it. We are not there. We are convinced that this is my alone time with Krishna. Alone time, do you have this in English language? Alone time with Krishna. I can meet Krishna. Ooh, then it's a different story altogether. So we must bring our heart in it, very important. I find that is only possible when we approach a secret of japa, which I'm not telling today, when we pray to Krishna, let my japa become a prayer. Please engage me in your service, or please accept me. I have been so long separated from you. Look at my life. I'm the king of superficiality, or the queen of superficiality in my spiritual life. Look what I have become. You know, we see like this, and then we say, I've turned away from you for so many long years. Now, kindly accept me as your sincere servant. So I thought we will do this in Kirtan. We have a melody which we always sing. I'm at the moment not really sure. Do you remember our meditative kit? Oh no, the Mayapur melody. We give all our melodies. I request you now to sit properly. And as you chant, see that you do it with your body, means make the sound very clear and hear yourself chanting. Bring your mind to the mantra, focus, and finally bring your heart to it. That is, pray, please accept me, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Some of you, most of you even, are born from Krishna conscious parents. You know, when you were souls drifting out there somewhere, you had already a past, a spiritual past, most probably. And then when your parents came together and somehow you got the go, I mean the command, now go, you came to the combination of your mother and father, and yes, you grew up with tremendous opportunities around you, and at one stage many of you became bored. They lost being active. And they wanted to become part of the world, their friends and so on, following the what is the philosophy of the materialist, they idealize normal life, you know. And I know this, I have spoken with many of you who are somehow kind to myself and tell me about their lives and their journeys, fascinating journeys. Now I know if you can just find that switch in you, where you turn to Krishna consciously, attentively, willingly, voluntarily, on your own choice, so to say, you will have the most amazing future. The world might know you as inventors, as founders of a big firm, as second Steven Jobs, or coaches, or rock stars, or whatever. But inside your heart, you will be happy devotees of Krishna, who are just taking opportunities after opportunities in their life. So the reason why I speak on my retreats, I always need to say this, so, you know, like a German officer, now do this, now do that, now, it is just to show you something which many devotees, many of your generation have seen, that there is so much opportunity in Krishna consciousness, so much power, potency, but they might have avoided this or not seen it. What is it that you have on your mobile phone? Seems to be interesting. So I request you to not be shy, to find this opportunity in your life, and Hare Krishna. So, end of retreat, finished! What I wanted to say is finished. Now, should we make a little pause, maybe? What? Toilet break.
Meet outside, go walk up the hill.
Where we see all the Alps.
See the sunset, the evening glow.
Wow. The evening glow of the Alps. Alfred Hitchcock. Hare Krishna.